Hello, everyone. It's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast, episode 75. I am recording this episode on a Monday because yesterday I was just really tired. So sometimes I might record episodes on Sunday, Monday, just a FYI. I also want to talk about this new sort of release that I'm going to be doing on my small business. If you're not familiar with my small business, I am a new small business owner. I own the company NRE Apparel. I am a t-shirt apparel maker, basically. And I order screen print transfers from this amazing other small business, Tease Me Boutique on TikTok. Look her up. She's great. And I order all my blank shirts from Jiffy, so I have t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts. So go check it out. I do have a Shopify website, NRE Apparel at Shopify.com, all that crap. Or you can find the link to my website and the link in my bio on Instagram and also on TikTok, and it's posted all over the place, y'all. So I recently got in the mail over the weekend. I was pretty busy this weekend. I got an order this weekend that I shipped out on Saturday, so it was great. I had a person order two shirts. And so I was thinking about releasing this long sleeve navy shirt with a rhinestone transfer on it. You heard that correctly. Rhinestone transfer. Now, the vendor that I order from, like I said, Tease Me Boutique, she is the only vendor that is doing rhinestone transfers right now. And I ordered a cross scatter. And when I tell you, when I pressed this cross scatter transfer this weekend, I think it was Saturday, it was gorgeous. The most beautiful thing I ever saw. And these rhinestones are in the color Crystal AB. She has so many different color rhinestones that the possibilities are literally like endless with these transfers. And they're real rhinestones. This is not fake. This is not something you can get at Walmart or any other store. This is real. And these rhinestones are not going anywhere. And the way they shine in the sun or any type of light is just so freaking beautiful. So I was thinking about coming out with cross scatter, long sleeve, navy shirts. I did press one over the weekend, but it's on a different color long sleeve shirt. I think it's a denim color, and it's on Comfort Colors, and it's a long sleeve shirt, and it just came out so beautifully. I posted like many videos on my TikTok and on my Instagram, so if you want to see it, the rhinestone shine, I'm like literally obsessed with it. Like, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I don't know if they're gonna sell, because like I am a born again like Christian, like I, you know, all that. But I just think it's so beautiful for Easter, like any time of the year, or if you just really like crosses, this is gorgeous. Like, and the videos, let me say, they don't do it justice. Like, it's even 10 times more gorgeous in person. And I don't know, I was thinking about releasing that. Also, I washed my car finally yesterday because it was so dirty. And it had pollen, like, all over the hood and the top of the car. So my car went from, like, white to yellow because of all the pollen. And plus, it had been, like, a really long time since I washed it. I know. So yesterday, I literally was bending over backwards, stretching and, like, vacuuming out everything, all the crumbs and dirt. And my entire body is sore because I don't, like, bend over that much and like stretch and like, because like my car is small on the inside, so the compartments, excuse me, are really hard to like bend in and out of, and it's just not very fun experience if you're me and you know, whatever. But it was a great weekend. The weather was beautiful. I got to relax and just recoup from the week of working and being under stress. I'm going to say thank you because the last episode I was talking about, like, being stressed and, like, not having enough money in my account. I, you know, the power of prayer really works. And if you don't believe in praying, I'm sorry for you, truly. I do have enough for my car payment, which comes out tomorrow. And I just want to say, like, I have gotten so many blessings. Like, I am so grateful. I am. But when you're an adult, having to stress out about money is typical. So for those of you that are under the age of 20, enjoy it. Enjoy being young and not having a lot of responsibilities, because when you get older, the responsibilities, they just pile on. You have bills to pay. You have so much going on. You have to worry about things that you never thought you would have to worry about, like money. I worry about money all the time. Money is, like, the number one thing I always worry about. And I'm, like, constantly, you know, checking my bank account. And it's just, like, it's hard sometimes, you know, because I'm not rich. I don't have $1 billion in the bank. Like, I'm not living comfortably. I have to, you know, pay my bills. And I'm not saying I want to be rich, but it would be nice, like, to live comfortably for a little bit. But it's fine. It is what it is. I'm almost at 19, or I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm so stupid. Jesus Christ. I'm almost at 20 orders on my small business, which is crazy. Like I said, I think I said this already on the pod. Maybe I did. I have no idea. I forget. So I'm going to say it again. My goal, but like by like the end of 2024, is to have 100 orders. Like, that would be great. Like, over 100 orders would be cool. I don't really have a specific number, but over 100 would be wonderful. So, I am planning out coming out with a lot of cool stuff. All of my Christmas stuff that I had last year is coming back this year because I did not sell any of it. So, if you missed out on it last year, most of the Christmas stuff is fully in stock. Because it didn't, like I said, it did not do well last year because I think I was late to releasing the Christmas stuff. But this year, I'm not going to be late. It's going to be right, you know, I think, like, what, September, October, I think. Anyway. Also, if there is a certain screen print transfer that you would like, go to teasemeboutique.com and let me know so that I can put it on shirts or whatever you want. If you want to start any type of business with t-shirts or screen print transfers, you need a commercial heat press. No, you cannot have a Cricut Easy Press. No HTV Rots, because those two things do not have enough pressure and you need to be able to adjust the pressure. That's the one thing about a commercial heat press. You can adjust the pressure to have really high, medium, heavy pressure when you're pressing on things. Like for a rhinestone transfer, you need to have medium to heavy pressure because you really need to press the stones into the shirt. And honestly, like, I was very nervous doing, like, the rhinestone transfer, like, pressing them. But I had a rhinestone application instruction card that was sent to me with my order, and it was very helpful. So once I got over the fear of, like, oh, my God, I'm going to fuck this up. I really hope I don't screw this up. I didn't. I pressed it perfectly. Like, I overthink everything. That's just how it is. Because I get anxious about everything. Like, anyway, I do have a Facebook, but it's strictly for my small business. If you want to follow it, it's just my name, Nicole Edgar. If you want to, I do post a lot about my small business on my Facebook page. So if you want to, go ahead and follow it. You don't have to, but, like, that's where I post, like, videos of things, or, like, I ask you guys questions, like, do you want to see it? I also do that on Instagram as well, mostly Instagram, because the government is trying to ban TikTok, which they tried to do that in 2020 and didn't do it, so I don't understand what their point is. Because a lot of creators rely on TikTok for their income. I do not get paid on TikTok. I don't make any money on TikTok. but I do use it for my small business. Like, I make videos about my small business. I post videos of the shirts. I make, like, press hoodie with me. I show you guys how easy it is to press. Like, pressing is so simple. You have to get a really good commercial heat press. Mine was under $200 on Amazon. It's the Fancier Studio, and you want to make sure that your heat press is 15 by 15. You can always get a nice big one, but to start out, like, you just want something simple. Like, you can adjust the temperature. You can adjust the seconds, how many seconds. I usually go between 10 to 20 seconds, and I always do a pre-press. Like, you pre-press your shirt before you put anything, just to get all the moisture out and the wrinkles and all that stuff. But, what was I saying? Oh, I was watching some Sam and Colby this morning while I was drinking my coffee. I've been rewatching a lot of their old videos from like a year ago. And because I'm waiting for something new to drop, that's what I do. I rewatch their old content when I'm waiting for them to drop a new video. I recently got my 6 million merch in the mail. I got the Sterniolo zebra print crew neck. And I got a signed postcard, and I was just so over the moon because the signed postcard means they touched it, and I got it framed. I got a frame at Walmart. It's a little white border frame, and it looks so freaking cute on my desk. Oh my God, I love it so much. I think they restocked the 6 million merch, so go get it while you can before it sells out, because they always say it's never coming back, but I don't know. Also, Taylor Allison Swift just played 6 nights in Singapore. Holy fuck. She did 3 nights for one, and then she did the other 3. She split up her 6 nights. I think Travis went to nights 5 and 6. Oh my God. Travis, I love Travis. He is just an incredible man. I love his brother Jason. Also, Jason retired from the NFL. Which is very emotional for him. Only real men cry. And I love Jason Kelce so much. I think he was an incredible football player, and I wish him all the best in life to spend with his wife and his kids. His speech was really good. And I know it was very hard for him to retire, but he made the right choice. It was his decision, and I support that. I also want to make one thing clear, is that a lot of Swifties are like, "Wow, you really like Travis." Yeah, I do. And I want to say that I do not hold Travis Kelce, and I do not put him on a fucking pedestal. I do love Travis Kelce. I think he's incredible for Taylor because, number one, he's been playing football for many years. And he has been dealing with the media for many years. But I will say he has never dealt with the media at this high level because of Taylor. He deals with this high level of attention because of Taylor Swift. Taylor is the most famous person ever. She will always go down as the most iconic songwriter that has ever lived. And I'm very excited for Tortured Poets, which comes out on April 19th. I could not be more excited for this album. I am very excited for it. I'm excited for all the songs to come out. Because when I look at a song title, I'm like, I wonder what this sounds like. I don't know. And I did ask for April 19th off because I want to fully listen to this album when it comes out. I want to put in my headphones and listen to all the tracks. I'm very excited for Fortnite with Post Malone because I love Post Malone. I'm very excited for Florida, which is interesting because I went to one of the Florida shows back in April when the news broke about her and Joe breaking up. So I'm very interested in seeing what that track is about. But I know, like, there's certain people on Twitter that I follow that I'm like, why do I follow you? Because they're just negative nannies. And I'm like, we were friends. And you're negative. Like, they're like, oh, I don't like Travis with Taylor because the last Swifties put him on a pedestal. Well, this Swiftie does not put him on a pedestal. I think Travis is amazing for Taylor because of the circumstances he understands. Like I said a minute ago, he understands the media. He gets it. But like I said, already, if you were listening, he has not dealt with this level of fame because Taylor is just iconic. And her Eras Tour is just going to go down in history as like the best tour. It's coming out on Disney Plus this Thursday. It was supposed to come out Friday, but she's like, oh, it's coming out a day early. Ugh, excuse me. Which is the 14th of May. So I'm very excited because I already have Disney Plus. So I'm going to be watching the Eras Tour a lot. So much. Because I only went to the Eras Tour once back in April. And I saw her for night two for Tampa. And I miss the Eras Tour so much. I really want to go to one of the Miami shows, which is in October of this year. I don't know. Excuse me. Sorry. I apologize for yawning. Like I haven't eaten today. I just had a cup of coffee and I got dressed and took my dogs out for a walk. And that was about it. I'm wearing my small business owner shirt. It's the pink ink. I have it on my website, except the ones that I'm wearing is on a long sleeve comfort color shirt. The color I think is pepper. I really like comfort colors. This like it's super comfortable, and oh my god, I might actually switch to comfort colors from now on because like I love Gildan. I have had no complaints. Like nobody has ever like said, "Oh, Gildan is terrible." Gildan is cheaper. And comfort colors is a little bit more expensive, but I guess it sort of depends on how much money I have in my account at the time. Like, I think, for the cross scatter, I don't know. I have to look. I think the color was denim. I don't know. I'll have to find out. Anyway. Also, I am restocking the In My Chiefs era crew neck. You just have to give me a little bit. It's expensive to buy crew necks, especially when they're like blanks. Crew necks usually are a little bit more expensive than long sleeve shirts. But I am restocking it. And there will be multiple sizes. I think up to 4X. Guys, I'm really trying here. I'm trying to cater to my customers because I know a lot of you have been like, when are you restocking the In My Chiefs era? Well, there's one right now on my shop. There's a size small left. So if you're a size small and you want the In My Chiefs era crew neck, it's on my website as we speak. Like right now, it's on my website. It's the fucking last one. And if you buy it out, I will be restocking all the sizes. So just be patient with me, okay? I don't have a lot of money right now. I'm dealing with so much in my brain. You guys don't even know. I don't talk about what happened to me. I did get a pay cut at work, but we're not going to talk about it. It sucks. It fucking sucks. Because what happened to me should not have happened to me. But like I said, we're not going to discuss it because it's personal and it doesn't need to be spoken about because it just makes me mad all over again. I had a great weekend pressing all these wonderful shirts and also washing my car, which was much needed. Oh, man. I love a clean car. Like, oh my goodness, I love it. It's great. Anyway, I got my MagSafe phone case from Stardust by Allie. I got the painted one. If you don't know who Stardust by Allie is, she is a small business owner who sells tech accessories, everything for your electronics. She has AirPod cases, MacBook cases, phone rings, like anything. And she has a whole MagSafe collection that she just dropped like last week, 2 weeks ago. And I'm just so excited. And I love my painted MagSafe phone case. And I also got the phone ring to match it. And it's fucking stunning, people. It's beautiful. I love it. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to K-Pop in Real Life Podcast. I'm Nicole. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. And I can't believe we're almost at 80 episodes, which is insane. I really miss BTS. Oh my god. I miss them so much. I could cry. I'm very excited for the reunion next year, but we're almost there, people. Army, we're almost there. I gotta save up. I really need to save my money. Because when they come back and they all start going on tour, I'm going to lose my shit. I also regret, highly regret, not going to the August detour, which was D-Day. I'm pissed I didn't go. We're not going to talk about it, okay? Anyway, don't forget to rate this podcast on Spotify. And also rate it on Apple Podcasts. And share your favorite episode with your friends. Tell all your friends, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your cousins about my podcast. Trying to get this out here so I can do this full time. Anyway, I appreciate y'all so much. And I will talk to y'all next week. I feel like this episode was boring. Was it boring? I don't know. I don't really have any tea. Like, there's no tea I have to spill. Usually I'm, like, pissed off or saying something about this or yelling at a fandom. Haven't really had to yell at a fandom, except, anyway. I love you all. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to y'all next Monday or Sunday. Bye, y'all.